to things, and how many times we've been, you know, deluded or ignorant and so forth. So all these times we've been creating negative karmas. And so we have created so many different kinds of negative karmas, you know, through these three poisonous delusions, the attachment, anger, and ignorance. And so there are many negative karmas, that's for sure. So what we have to make sure at the time of death is, you know, to make sure that those negative karmas are not ripened or not, you know, nurtured, you know, by applying negative conditions. So, how we have created negative karma, you know, is in relation to the three jewels, like Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, or in relation to the sentient beings. So, either by offending the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, or by harming the sentient beings, you know. So therefore, when we purify the negative karmas, also we should purify, you know, by depending on the, you know, on the three jewels and sentient beings. And how we purify negative karmas in relation to the, you know, three jewels, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you know, is by making prostrations, making offerings, by you know, generating faith and so forth, you know, in three jewels. And how we generate, purify the negative karmas in, that we have created in relation to the sentient being, you know, is by generating compassion or loving kindness, the altruistic attitudes, and of course in many ways, you know, benefiting other sentient beings. So through that we can purify the negative karmas that we have created, you know, through through harming sentient beings. And so for, you know, the practitioners of the Dharma, you know, it is important to take refuge in the three jewels at the beginning, and also to generate a strong sense of altruistic attitude, or, you know, or a thought to benefit others at the beginning.
Oh yeah.
And also, in order to develop this thought, you know, wishing to benefit others, it is very important to also contemplate on the the facts that how sentient beings have been so kind to us.
So actually we
should appreciate, you know, towards the people who say some good things about us, or some, you know, nice words to us, or gives us some food, to us. So we have to appreciate them, and, you know, we have to thank them, and think of their kindness. You know, then if we have to do that, then, you know, then all the food that we have been eating, you know, from the time we were born, the place that we live in, and so forth, everything that we have now is by the kindness of other sentient beings. So of course, you know, we should think of the kindness of others. And so it is important, you know, to practice the Dharma, and you know, and then for that, of course, we have to know the importance of practicing Dharma. And so, you know, we should understand the reason why we have to practice Dharma and what is the benefit of practicing Dharma and so forth. You know, so we ourselves, you know, we have to like individually analyze the reasons, you know, the reasons for practicing Dharma. So if we see the reason and then, you know, and then you know, enter into or engage into the practice of the Dharma, then that practice will become very, you know, strong or firm. You know, otherwise, just because somebody says it or some, you know, with a very the feeble faith, then it will be not very strong. So, you know, better to do it by seeing a proper reason. And also in Buddhism, that we believe that sentient beings can be liberated, you know, achieve liberation, you know, through can achieve, you know, a liberation from cycle existence, and also achieve the state of full enlightenment or the state of Buddhahood by abandoning, you know, both the delusions, the deluded obstacles, and the obstacles to omniscience. And then in order to, you know, achieve the liberation and the state of omniscience or Buddhahood, it is again important to understand or and recognize the root of the cycle existence and abandon it from its root. So that, you know, for that we have to understand the self-grasping ignorance, you know, which is the root of the cycle existence.
And then,
in terms of meditating on that self-grasping ignorance, you know, so self-grasping ignorance, which is identified or recognized, you know, and or explained, you know, in a different forms, in a different ways, you know, so therefore, you know, there comes different, you know, schools of the thought. And so, therefore, you know, there came like those different schools of thoughts or tenets, and in the tenets of the Vaivarshikas and Sautantika, you know, there's the root of the cycle existence, the main cause or the root of the cycle existence is the self-grasping and ignorance.
Mm-hmm.